9th District Legislative Update with State Senator Mark Schessler. What have you been busy with this week?
Well, you know, this fifth week of session, the one thing that is really consuming my time is House Bill 1921 and now Senate Bill 5726. 1921 is going to have a hearing in the House by the time you hear or view this. And what they are is road usage charge, other words known as pay per mile. On the surface, it sounds not so bad. What it really is a war on rural Washington. Because none of this money is protected by the 18th Amendment to be used only for roads and bridges. So it can be spent anywhere, not the constitutional protection. If you think for 1 minute the gas tax will go away when you go to this system, even a phase in, dream again. The gas tax is fully bonded to the max. You cannot get rid of the income source for bonds. Then you look at what it does to real families. Let me tell you about a neighbor. She has stage 4 cancer. She goes from Ritzville to Post Falls for treatments pretty much weekly. What's it do to them? I remember my own late mother when she had breast cancer. Every week. Now, mom and dad could afford the trip. What about hardworking taxpayers that are struggling to begin with? They have a high gas tax and they pay the road usage charge or pay per mile. Then you look at the practical aspects. Do you want your privacy invaded to know where you go, when you go, how you go? I have great concerns about that. These are all troubling issues, and I believe that these need to go away. We've had people come up with better ideas. Let's devote a portion of the sales tax on vehicles back to our roads. Let's look at, could we put tires as part of it? I think that everyone should pay their share, whether they choose an EV, a hybrid, a standard four-door gas-powered sedan or a big truck. They pay their share. That's only right. But this is an unprotected war on rural Washington and your privacy.
Ninth District Legislative Update with State Senator Mark Schessler. I'm Tracy Ellis.